Hello, listeners. Michael has entrusted me with doing the introduction for this special Patreon treat for your ears.
And the training wheels are off.
It's harder than maybe I first thought.
See, with an intro, Ben, you've got to bring energy. You've got to bring charisma. Uh-huh. You've got to give the people exactly what they want in the first half second of the podcast, obviously.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Free to a Good Home. It's me, Michelle Brazier, your favourite host. And we've got special guests today. He's a writer, he's an all-round legend, father of Moses, and a furious cat. It's Ben Jenkins.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
That's how it's done.
I have never been so richly humiliated on my own podcast, except for the last time Michelle Brazier was on this podcast. How are we, guys?
Oh, I've had a crazy day, but a real crazy day.
We've obviously got a lot to get through today, because the purpose of this update is to dive back into the ongoing saga that is Michelle Brazier trying to get a Pilates reformer. But I do want to just check in with everybody, see how everybody's life outside of Michelle Brazier's Pilates reformer is, and then we'll do the other side.
So last night was the night that my parents and my girlfriend's parents met for the first time.
What? Holy shit.
We've been dating for 6 years or whatever it is. And
what are you talking
about? What do you mean?
Why? Six years.
Well, what I've met, we've individually met each other's parents before. Obviously, Hum lives with us, so you know she knows my parents. But my parents hadn't met her parents before.
No,
we understand.
I don't want to speak for Michelle, but Michelle understands that's what's happening. She's still surprised at the other thing you're talking about—the fact that these two groups haven't met before.
But it was about as good as you could expect. My parents didn't say anything crazy, which was good. Parents did that thing of, I think, bonding over, like, rinsing us a bunch, which is kind of the best case scenario, where they're like, I wish he was a doctor, you know, that kind of thing. So just great for my self-esteem.
Do Hum's parents have similarly kind of lofty expectations of her, do you think?
Yeah, and I think so. I think Hum's dad said something like, oh, yeah, my brother's a doctor, my cousins are blah, 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 blah. And then this one, ugh, you know. And it's like, wow, she's a lawyer, dude. Come on,
to be fair, she's a lawyer.
Yeah. She's a lawyer who, like, made a TV show as, like, a hobby. Like,
just casually. Yeah.
She's doing
fine. She had a writer's room with her, and she's a lawyer. And I just was like, I'll just sit back. That's okay. She's fine.
But it went about as well as it could. But it was just, you know, like, these things are very, very stressful. So this morning... Hum was like, hey, I just would like to go out for breakfast just the two of us without our parents, without anyone else. And I was like, I'm really sleepy. I just want to stay in bed. And then, but I was like, no, this is a nice thing we could do together as a couple. So we got in the car.
I worry that you're painting yourself as a hero in advance.
I'm furious for your privilege that you can go to brunch, like some sort of
I know.
Sydney.
I know. Yeah. Can you imagine, Michelle, the arduous task of having to leave the house to go to a cafe? Can you imagine
this brunch was either in your house or in your mind palace, right? That's...
So we get in the car to go, and we're like 100 meters from this cafe, and Hum's like, you need to pull over now. And I'm like, what? And she's like, what? There is a bird, and I think the bird has been hurt. And I was like, oh, shit. So, I mean, I'm within smelling distance of the cafe. Pull over, and there's a car along that looks like it's been hit by a car or something. And it's all necks all crooked.
A car along is what?
So, I guess it's a black bird with, like, some whitish kind of feathers. It would be...
How big are we talking here? Do you know... Yep, cool.
Like a big-ish,
I was thinking of a cassowary, Michael. I was thinking of a cassowary.
Yeah. It was an emu.
It's just faking it.
It was an emu on the side of the road.
Okay.
Anyway,
it's a hitman cassowary.
So I had to loop the car around because it was quite a narrow street. There was nowhere for me to park. And we were right next to the racetrack in Canterbury. And so I just sort of thinking that Hum would, like, lift the bird off the road or something, I just kind of, like, parked and was like, I'm going to watch a YouTube video. Well, Hum does all the...
A a YouTube video on how to help a bird or just a YouTube video?
No, I was catching up with the League of Legends World's Finals that are on right now.
Oh my God.
Sorry, you have skipped the part of the story where you discussed that you wouldn't be helping.
Well, no, because I was driving the car.
There's an animal that needs help, and you.
Yeah, and Hum was perfectly capable. Hum was a hero,
oh
obviously.
God, this is the most male thing I've ever heard in my entire life. She seems to have it under control.
She seems to have it under control.
A huge fucking cassowary too.
You gotta imagine this bird must be 6 foot tall. No, you gotta remember, Michelle. For me to step in at this point, it's like I'm erasing her hard work. You know, I would never do that. Her opportunity. I mean, I'm giving her an opportunity to succeed.
Do you have a rules of engagement sort of style thing when it comes to birds? Like you,
yeah, specifically,
you can't interfere unless your own life is threatened.
I'm like the watcher, you know, in many ways. I will observe, but I will not, would never interfere.
Well, that's bullshit because Giles helped Buffy multiple times. He punched Spike in the face one time.
Oh, okay. So what we're doing here is we're confusing different sci-fi / fantasy characters.
Mine's like cool and mainstream from like a normal Buffy. Person because I watch Mine Buffy was... and Doctor Who, not like some weird shit like Mine a psychopath was... who doesn't help birds and watches YouTube videos.
I was a giant baby in the Marvel comic universe who watches the Earth from afar. Anyway,
okay.
So I was bravely watching a YouTube video catching up with the League of Legends World Finals, but because it was plugged into my car... my phone just turns off the notifications. So Hum was texting me quite a bit asking for help. But I was watching this video.
Oh, God.
For like, I would say maybe 15 minutes. It was like, oh, Hum's got this under control. If she needed me, she would call me. And Hum's like...
In my kind of brain filming of this, it's like you're in the foreground watching League of Legends on your phone and then slightly blurry in the background is Hum just... being attacked by a bird.
By multiple birds. And screaming.
Well, this is the
just
worry.
Muffled, though.
The worry was that the cassowary's mate for life, and there was another bird circling atop, which
sorry,
we thought
do you,
was
do you actually
mate.
Mean a cassowary? Carawong.
No, he doesn't mean a cassowary. Okay.
I mean, sorry, Carawong. Carawong.
The Carawong's casserole life, is circling.
There was a large
John
bacon
Cassavetes.
Dish.
There he is. He's hurt.
And... Hum kept looking up, scared at the secondary bird circling atop, wondering if she was going to get swooped by this bird.
Yes, and that
while
bird
she's,
is grieving.
Yeah, while she's trying to, like, shepherd other cars around the road away from the injured bird. Meanwhile, old Hing. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Boop, 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 boop. TSM seems to have lost their game. Oh no! Anyway, so I eventually after a series of frantic phone calls from Hum, because she was also on the phone to Wires while all this was happening, like the wildlife people while this was happening, mm-hmm. and they basically said, "Look, hey, lady, come on, we're very busy. How bad's the bird hurt? Like they got to triage this thing out of the phone.
Why do Wires get to get up on their fucking high horse, which they probably rescued?" On this shit. Like, that's what they do. They rescue... like, what do you mean? Like, she's calling them for the thing that they do.
No, but they had to triage it. So they were, like, asking Hum, like, how badly is it injured? And Hum was like, I don't know, their neck's all crooked and, you know...
Do you think there was a moment when... Do you think there was a moment when they were like, do you have anybody who can help you? And she, like, kind of let out a sad breath of air and was like, no, actually, I
I've sent my boyfriend a series of text messages, but he seems to be having trouble with the car. Eventually, she called former guest on the show, Miles Portek. She called a few other people. Again, I am 50 metres away. I'm 20 metres away at this point, not realising that she needs help. And then finally she calls me after she gets off the phone with Wires. And I heroically bring a towel and give her a towel. I'm like, will this help? She goes, we need a box.
No one has ever heroically given someone a towel.
Oh yeah, you handed her very heroically. So I went across the road to the cafe to get a box to put it in. And the lady, like, because it was a busy Sunday morning, this cafe, the very cafe we were going to eat at, the lady immediately looks at me and she goes, are you eating or taking away? Because you have to check in if you want to eat here. And then I was like, oh, no. She goes, and frankly, we're very busy, so we don't want to give a table to just one person. And I was like,
This is why I still live in Melbourne. Every time I think about moving to Sydney, I think, oh, I just can't cope with that kind of... I need
it was...
kind of rudeness?
So out of, it was, she just came at me. And so I just, I was
but
like,
do you
oh,
think
actually,
it's possible that, that she could have known maybe in some
you.
Way that, yeah, that you didn't deserve a table, you personally? Like there's this one person?
Sure. That, and that's, yeah, she, that, that'd be fine. Because I didn't want to eat there anymore. There was a bird to save, Ben, and I was doing my darndest to help now that I knew that help was required. So I asked her for a box, and she said, I was like, there's an injured bird across the road. I think it's been hit by a car. My girlfriend's waiting with it. Can I have a box? And she ghosted me. I think she'd already decided she didn't like me. And then she said, this is like an older, like a boomer. She was like, we don't really give out boxes to the public. And I was like,
whoa.
Oh, just like a cardboard box.
Were you like, oh no, I'm corporate. This is a business. Give me a box.
Do you need an ABN? Then, I can provide you with an ABN, and then
Jesus
you can give
Christ.
Me.
And then another lady.
You give me.
Like,
hang on. Let me just do one thing, Michael and Michelle. Let me do one thing. You would say. You would say to them, I'll give you an ABN. You give me an ABN. By which I mean, a bird nest. That's.
I was going to say a box now.
Yeah, I would have gone with Michelle's a box now. It's much cleverer.
That's in some ways better. If I have time, I might just edit it so I said that.
Okay.
But if I don't have time, congrats on the gag.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, so by the end of the story, very quickly, I heroically give Hum a box. That's two heroic things I've done, the towel and
Wait,
the box.
Wait, how did you get the box? Hang on.
Yeah. Oh, because she... So this lady...
She kicked up a huge stink.
This lady... was called away then to put pepper on some ladies to give some ground pepper to another cafe's to another table at the cafe.
Well,
and while she
yet.
Was doing that, get this, while she was doing that, I went to the barista. I was like, hey, do you guys have a box or something I can use? And then she turned around and said to me, sorry, you can wait for me. We've got a system, right? And I was like, oh, but you already told me I can't have a box. I don't
Make a complaint. If you don't, tell me the details and I will make it for you. I've got nothing but time. A bird could have died because of this woman. What a terrible woman. You would never get that in a fucking cafe in Melbourne. You would never, ever get that. What you'd get is a free CD or a record of the barista's band and a little cuddle, and he'd already have four pre-made bird boxes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be like, okay, what kind of bird is it? Because I've got a
yeah, what
here.
Size do you need? Yeah.
Sorry, is it Casper or Cascaw? So then, as that was happening, another waitress, a younger waitress, walked by and she said to me, she was like, oh, are you after a box? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, just take one. She doesn't care. And then she gave me a box. So then...
Did she hear you or did she just see you and go, did you want a box?
No, I think she heard me. I think she... Yeah, she was like, this guy looks like he needs a box. And so I took her back to Harm and then we put it in the car and I'm like calling vets. Like, I guess that's who you call when wires won't come.
Yeah.
And and the vets were all like, oh, we're closing in like 15 minutes and no, we're not open on Mondays, so you can bring it here, but it will probably die. And I'm like, oh, well, that's... No, I don't want that.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck's going on in Sydney?
Very anti-bird
so there's only...
in this city.
You have ibis there. That's why.
It's true.
So it turns out if there's an injured bird in Sydney, there's only like two places you can bring it 24 hours. There's like a small animal hospital you can bring it to. And then there's the Sydney University Vet Science Clinic Training Hospital. And you can bring it there. And I guess they get the vet students to like have a crack at it or whatever. So we
gave it to some first years and they bungled it and they just killed it with a hammer, which was
they killed it. But then they roasted and ate it. So that was So we put it in the box in the towel and then took it to the vet clinic. And I imagine because it was a 24-hour vet clinic, everyone else in the vet clinic would be like, would also have like koalas and birds and what, like injured at like roadside animals,
it's all,
whatever.
It's dogs who've eaten shoes. Almost exclusively.
Well, not just that, because the place where the uni is kind of a snooty part, not a snooty, but like a hipstery part of town. It was like very fashionable, like cavoodles and whatnot, like that were clearly I don't know, drank some detergent or something and were like throwing up everywhere. So the whole front of the hospital is just covered in dog vomit.
Complications due to a routine liposuction that a poo
was
having.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, sorry. So we dumped the box, the bird box there, and they were very nice. Hum was the real
hero.
Well,
you just dumped it and drove away like it was a gunshot victim in the mafia.
We went back to the casino and we've been there for 3 days.
The Chiron kept looking up at me and being like, no hospitals, man. No hospitals. you just check it in and they take it out the back. Anyway, it's fine. It's all good. It's all good.
Is it okay?
We don't know. We asked the lady when she came back. We're like, is it okay? And she's like, look, I don't know. We're very busy. I didn't look at it, but the vets will look at it. You can call back tomorrow. It's like, okay.
That gunshot was for an unrelated animal.
Oh, my God.
Michelle, how's your day
been? The morning I've had.
Beautiful.
And as a result, we didn't get to go to the cafe, which I did. I guess I didn't really want to go to anyway. But
no, not
then
after. You've been treated.
Yeah, exactly. Frankly, I'm never going to go back there. I've never been there before, but I'll never go back, frankly. This woman hates birds.
She's awful. That sounds so awful.
Yeah, it was really unpleasant. Yeah.
Well, you're in the city. You're in a city that would respect a dead bird or an injured bird or even a light. I'd say a bird in any state of matter, be it gas.
I could walk into a cafe and be like, excuse me. There's a bird outside, and they'd go, where? Cool. And everyone would walk out of the cafe and go and applaud the bird and then come back inside. We're a beautiful, simple people.
You are a beautiful, simple people. But you had a nice morning?
Yes, I went for a walk down to the Merri Creek where there's some beautiful birds. There's some bullfrogs making a lot of noise. I showed my dear friend, and you both know her also, Maggie Luke. I showed Maggie Luke the chickens with her dog 50 cats. I had to leave my dog at home because her dog's a psycho. But she's very beautiful. And so that was very fun. That is a really nice morning. But it's hot. It's hot. Lovely. It's humid. I'm hot.
I know why I was thinking of cassowaries because I fucking saw a cassowary today. I saw two, in fact. Because I took Moses.
Saw two cassowaries?
I took Moses, to this wildlife park thing where they had like cassowaries and echidnas, and Mo got to feed a little kangaroo.
That's so nice.
It was a real wholesome morning. No injured animals at all to save.
Cassowaries, they're the ones with giant talons that'll rip your face off.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they were very much. They were very much in a cage.
Did you get to feed the cassowaries?
No. Ooh. Like, we could have fed them our son, but like...
Well, Michelle, the reason we wanted to catch up with you today isn't just to see your delightful, experience your delightful presence, but also...
What the fuck?
Last...
I feel like this is being sprung on me.
last episode of Freedom of Good Home, you came on and told a story that has captivated the nation. Really. We're getting messages asking people how you are. I ended up getting you on my radio show to talk about as well. We're getting texts about it all week.
I'm getting messages from friends asking for updates.
Yes.
So we thought we would bring you on, and for this very special episode, you can bring us up to speed on where you are in the I think saga now we can call it.
I think it's the saga. Off as
the saga, yep. Of the Pilates reformer. Now, just for anybody who may have not heard that episode or has needs a refresher on the reformer, could you just bring us up to speed on where we left things at the end of the last record?
So I bought a Pilates reformer online from someone who I should not have bought it from. They did not send it, but I found his details very, very easily, threatened him with the police, and also called his friend, and I've just really made a big fuss. But at the same time, he's been very stressed about the whole thing, and I've been ashamed
about the crime.
About the crime he committed at me. So I, in true Michelle Brazier fashion, have befriended this man, and am talking to him every day.
Because I've seen your texts to him, and they really are unbelievable artifacts, because they are like they're like a mob enforcer with a split personality.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like you're both sides of the Sopranos. You are both Tony Soprano and his therapist.
Thank you so much.
Trying to deal with a wayward mafioso.
It's like Tony and Dr. Melfi walked into the fly machine at the same time and came out Michelle Brazier.
I'm trying to be assertive because I don't. I don't think I can walk all over. He can walk all over me, or he can do this to somebody else.
The thing that's so scary is you're not a nice person trying to be frightening and not working. The frightening side of your texts are terrifying.
I'm very confident.
And the nice side of your texts are really nice. So when you say frightening,
what's the worst? Mm-hmm. Can you remember an example of something that I've heard that's really bad?
I remember there was one that you sent me and literally I could feel, you know that feeling you get? Oh, what's an example? Like when I was at uni, I always used to have it when I realized that I had an essay due or something, or like that ice in your veins.
I know.
The first line was like, and I'm going to change his name. I'll say it's David. So now you, by process of elimination, if you want to find this man, you know his name isn't David. the line that I remember, Michelle, is he sent you a big long thing about the money coming and you just sent, "You're lying to me, David," full stop.
I think what I said was, "David, comma, you're lying to me again, mate."
Yes, that's what it was.
Because I'm a friendly mob boss. Because it's getting to the point where I'm like, David, let's call him David.
Yeah.
David, come on, mate. You get your shit together. I've given you 1,000 chances. Come on, let's just sort it out.
So where did last time we spoke, we left things at, you had basically ascertained that you weren't going to get this thing. All pretense of maybe a reformer ever existing had melted away, and it was just, we're not going to get the reformer whether or not it was ever a thing, but I would like my $500 back.
Yeah. So the last thing I think
you were telling him to borrow money from friends or family to get it to you, I think.
Yes. So I had to get it. I don't care how you get it, mate, but you need to get it to me. You've got until midnight. Rob a bank. I got to the point where I was like, listen, mate, it's either one of two things. You've been very slack on this. You thought you could do it, and you just haven't sent it, and now you've stuffed up. So you're just going to have to send me my money back. Or you've tried to scam me. You haven't done it that well. That's okay. I don't know what's led you to this point in your life where you've had to do this. Because I do, I understand. I don't understand. I've never done this to anyone, but I empathize with him. And I think, you know, everyone has pain and, but lately, just a quick little spoiler. I have not got my money back yet.
Okay. So,
and it's been now, I think, two weeks?
I think it has been about a month now, I would say. I would say it has been 1 month.
I think it's like a missing person in that if you haven't got your money back within like 72 hours, it's just not going to happen.
Well, I don't want to call the police on him. And the main reason I'm scared about it is because I am genuinely worried for his mental health. Like, he seems like he parties too much. He's a hyper-masculine dickhead who doesn't know how to talk about his feelings, has not had the opportunity to talk about his feelings, doesn't have a partner or close female friend to teach him what feelings are. And
that's one of the remarkable things about the interaction. Like, sorry, you were saying, Anne, I cut you off.
No, please continue. I don't know. I didn't have anywhere to go.
it's not just that, like, you are kind of acting as a therapist to him. It's that his messages oscillate between, yeah, I'll get you your money, and, hey, I'm really on the verge of panic here, and like really opening up to you about not being able to talk about this stuff.
The sad face and like dismayed emojis are the icing on the cake from this guy. That's what I can't believe. Like, I'm like, David, you've got to get me the money by tomorrow, because it's by tomorrow or I just have to call the cops. I can't do anything else. Like, you have to do this. And he'll be like, please don't. And then sad face emoji. Oh, please give me till midweek. Sad face emoji. I'm really stressed. I hate this. He keeps saying, I hate this. I'm like, I fucking hate this, cunt. You love this. I'm your mum now. Like, this is, it's absurd. And it's gone to the point, like, my partner is furious. Like, Tim's like, can you just call the police, please? But the last place that we arrived was like, I said to him, and this was 2 days ago, I said, listen, mate, I need you. You have to give me the money, because I did. I told him to borrow it from his friend. He sent me a screenshot showing that his friend had sent him some money, but I still didn't get the money. I think there's an alcohol or drug problem. I just have a little tiny inkling. And he's like, yeah, I'll give it to you. You'll have it by the time you wake up. And I was like, if I don't wake up with it in my account or with a proof of like a screenshot of you having transferred it to me, then I will just call the cops. And then the next morning I don't hear from him, but I do go to a picnic because it's huge time for big picnic in Melbourne.
Huge. So I go to a picnic. Time for picnics. Yeah.
Go to a picnic, have a couple of drinks, forget about David. And then I remember about David, but I'm a few bottles of wine in the picnic.
She's sourced.
And I'm like, I'm sourced. So I'm like, I'm confident. I'm going to message David. And I'm like, David, what's going on? And he's like, I'm just in the hospital. And I was like, David, what's happened?
David, you have me worried sick.
David, call me. Call me right now. Like, what's going on? And he's like, I had an anxiety attack and I went to the hospital. And I was like, I am really sorry. Please send me a photo to prove that you're in the hospital, because I don't believe you. And I don't want to be taken for a ride, but like, I also don't want to like annoy you about this if you are in the hospital because you're having an anxiety attack. Anyway, this goes on for a couple of hours.
And hang on, did he send you a photo?
No, of course he didn't send me a photo.
It'd be amazing if he sent you a photo and you were like, okay, David, this is a screenshot from the show ER.
It's a photo of Meredith Grey that you've got in the red carpet.
With a young George Clooney. It's very obvious Sandra what you've done here.
Yeah. Yes. So he's sort of like, oh, just give me a sec. Sorry. Yep, just give me a sec. Anyway, a couple of hours later, I'm like, call me David or I'm calling the cops. And he calls me and he's like, hey. And I was like,
is this the first time you've spoken to him on the phone?
No, we spoke to the phone the first time I called the cops.
Oh, good.
Yes, because he called. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so we've spoken on the phone again, and I put him on speakerphone so that my partner could hear me and so that he could, like, my partner could whack me if I was being too nice. and I was like, what's going on, mate? And he was like, there's just a lot of stuff that's been leading up to this. And I haven't been able to get out of bed for the last 2 days. And I called I called my GP and canceled our appointment. And then they asked me what was wrong. And I told them, and then they had to send an ambulance because apparently it's duty of care, even though I don't think I needed it. And then I was at the hospital and I had to tell these doctors how I was feeling. And I don't know, I've just taken a sleeping pill. And I was like, is there someone I can call? And he was like, no, my housemate will be home soon. And I was like, I feel very uncomfortable about all of this. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm really sorry. I'll get paid next week. And I was like, what day? And he's like, Wednesday. And I was like, all right, mate. I feel like, are you in a place where you can listen to me at the minute? Or are you've taken a sleeping pill and you've had a really big day? And he was like, honestly, like, I'm having trouble taking it in at the minute. And I was like, that's okay, mate. Just look after yourself. Just breathe. And then I find myself just kind of guiding him through a meditation. Just putting him to sleep. And then the next morning, I sent him a message. I'm like, hi, mate. What's your plan? What's happening? What do we do? What are we doing? And he was like, I thought you said I could wait till midweek when I get paid. Sad face. And I was like, well, yeah, okay. But can you just call me and explain to me what's going on? Just send me some proof that I'm not being taken for a ride, because I want to be a safe, but I also don't want you to die. Like, I'm so worried about both ends of this. And I would rather be taken for a ride than have him, you know, really struggling for whatever reason, even though he's a dick and he's manipulating me. That's fine. I'm a big girl. I can take it. But it's so stressful. So now we're waiting till Wednesday and we'll see how we go. But I think I'm just going to have to maybe tomorrow call the police and say, hey, this is what's going on. I'm also worried about his mental health. So be gentle, but you gotta
don't kick down his door.
I can't be doing this.
Do you think there's any chance that he's just like, the entire thing is a charade? The entire thing is made up?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I'm thinking about messaging his friend to check.
See, that's a good idea. The other thing I'm wondering is how many of these conversations is he having? Like, I think that your approach is probably unique. I don't think he's getting like 10 different people counseling him.
No, but I think he's wonder how. Threats.
Yeah, I wonder. Like, is there anything to suggest that he, like, that you are not the only problem in his life in terms of people he has committed a crime against?
Well, yeah, because he was reported by somebody else on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh,
which he told me about.
Of course he was.
So I felt like there was lots of people hounding him. And so I feel like I'm his last priority because I'm not hounding him the same in the same way. But then
you're his treat.
Yeah, I'm his mum. And then I asked him and I was like, look, mate, I understand this is probably not, I'm probably not the only person who's doing this. And I'm, you know, it's going to be okay, but I need to know what your situation is so I know how much I should be pursuing. And he was like, no, it's just you. And I was like, don't give me that. It's just you, you dog.
You know, Michelle, this is going to end with him like telling you he loves you. This is how this
ends.
Yeah,
I know. He's going to turn up saying, at my house.
Yeah, he's going to be like, Michelle, I love you. It's always only been you. It's always just been you.
There's he never does been keep saying, else. Like, you don't know how much this means. Thank you so much for calling. It means the world. It's changing my life. Like, he's saying, like, I don't put it. It's so annoying because he thinks he can manipulate me. But it's like, it's also working. Like, and I'm just sort of letting it wash over me. Like, oh, okay. Okay, it's we're like, doing I mean, that today.
This, you know that situation where someone is aware that they're doing something evil or bad, but they just sort of realize it midway through, but they just keep going anyway? You know, often you see it in films where someone realizes they've gone too far in a crime or something, but then they go, well, we've gone too far, I'm just keep going. I think you're the same in the reverse of that. You sort of halfway through this have realized that an evil act is being performed against you, but you're sort of like just sort of just slowly watching it rather than just...
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like kindness snowballing. It's like the opposite of a Coen Brothers movie. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a Paddington film.
Yeah, it's a Paddington 3.
You have to promise us, you have to promise us, Michelle, that you're not going to send him a care package. You know, you're not going to bake him.
I'm not sending him a care package.
Unless it's like a pipe bomb.
I honestly at this point I'm just trying to groom him so that this becomes a nice story. Like, I'm trying to get him to the point where I can be like, come on the pod. Like, I want to make a show with him. Like, I want this to be a document. Like, I'm trying to turn it into a nice story where I'm being empathetic and kind and like I've saved this man, but it's like, this is a fuck boy from Adelaide and you need to stop answering the phone. But I know both of those things.
If you want to turn this into a nice story, I would probably find a different way of putting it than grooming him.
No, why?
That seems weird. Why?
I do wonder if you need, like, you do need, and maybe this is, like, maybe you need to, do you know what you need to do? You need to go out and scam somebody. And then they can help you out with this. When they call you for the money, you can be like, yeah, I'm just really stressed. I've got this fuckboy from Adelaide.
I can't imagine what would lead you to a point in your life where you would be scamming someone. But also, I've got his ID. Like, remember this. I have his ID. I have so much power over him. What is his plan?
Well, that was the thing. What was his plan from the start is my question. Like, have you given this much thought? And I imagine you almost definitely have.
So much thought. And I'm trying to get it out of him. Desperately. Just being like, be honest with me because I want to know. I want to tell everyone.
Do you think, first of all, very simple question. Do you think there was ever a reformer?
I am 25% yes.
Okay. Because like, he works at a gym, doesn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think there's a possibility he stole a reformer from his work to sell you?
I think he maybe thought he could do that and then it didn't work out.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I think he thought maybe, oh, the gym's shutting down and then it didn't or something else happened. That's my vibe. Yeah. That's my take.
No, I've done the same thing trying to sell a radio studio on Gumtree and did
sell Sean McAuliffe in between. Yeah. But it didn't work out.
Okay, so he probably had a plan that wasn't just, I'll get money for a product I don't have and then just hope it works out for the best.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever his plan because he was never very sneaky about it. He didn't use a fake profile. Yeah, I just don't think that's what happened.
Right, and then he took your money, spent the money, and now he's caught. He's caught in this sort of web of, I was going to say lies, but really it's a web of self-improvement and self-discovery.
That's the thing, because he hasn't, like, I mean, there's a lot wrong with this man, but fair play to him. He's kind of been upfront about scamming Michelle.
He's been kind of upfront. I mean, he does admit fault.
He has lied a bunch of times about giving you the money when, like, you know, he's lied that it'll come next Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's dropped all pretense that you're getting a reformer at least.
Oh, well, I told him. I was like, listen, mate, we're just going to pretend. I'm just going to assume that never existed. And when you're ready to tell me that it didn't, you can tell me that. But for now, I'm just going to assume it didn't. And we're just going to go straight to the refund. That was weeks ago. Weeks ago, I said, I know you don't feel comfortable explaining that side of it. So that's fine. We'll just leave that alone. We're going to the money now. And I think, honestly, like... he is honest sometimes. Like, sometimes he'll be like, oh, yeah, I know. I told you I transferred it because I thought I could transfer it, but then I didn't end up transferring it because blah. I'm like, mate, you have to stop lying to me. We've talked about communication. We've talked about this. It's just really tiring. And I'm just disappointed in him. I think I'm going to break up with him.
Do you? I don't know if this is legal, but given that you don't want to call the actual cops because you're worried that, you know, calling the cops is kind of, it's a life-changing event for a lot of people. Yes. Would change his life. Is there, I don't know if this is legal, but given that you do know a lot of people in the performing arts sphere, could you get someone to call from a private number and pretend to be, this is probably illegal, isn't it?
And pretend to be a cop.
I mean, yeah, sure, it's quite a famous crime, pretending to be impersonating a police officer.
I think
I reckon if on Family Feud people were asked to name like 10 crimes, you're in the top 10.
It'd be sort of murder, robbery, scamming, incidentally, would be on there.
Yes, incidentally,
My fear is getting to a point where I get drunk and I just release his name online. That's my fear, is that I just say his name and then, like, hordes of Auntie Donna fans just turn up at his house. Like, that's my fear. So I'm worried about, I want to protect him. I don't want to help him ruin his life.
Is there a way you can imply you're a police officer without impersonating a police officer? Hello, I'm from the east. Like, you can just kind of like, I'm the police. Sure.
Hello, you know where I'm from. I feel like it would be a fun trick to send like Broden Kelly to him, because I think Broden
bloody
has
hell,
quite...
I bloody tell you what, hello, yeah, exactly. Bloody Broden Kelly, I bloody come for the bloody Pilates reformer.
Yeah, I think he'd love that.
I think he'd love that. It'd be a fun treat for him. But give Broden Kelly a real gun.
That's the scariest sentence I've ever heard. Give Broden Kelly a real gun.
Wouldn't it be wild if all the Auntie Donna boys had second jobs as cops? Like, that was their... That was their side hustle.
They were all in deep cover and actually this is...
There was a lot... There's a lot to love about this story, but I think like an underappreciated beat in this story was when you had to send him like, you were like, hey, look, Google me because I'm not going to steal your identity. I'm in a position where I really can't steal anybody's identity because I'm sort of, I'm a public figure in a way, and like, just Google me and then.
It's so funny to be like, I'm not going to steal your identity. I'm famous.
Yeah. And then like he responded with, oh, cool, Auntie Donna. That's what I mean. So sending Broden Kelly to execute him sort of military style would be a kick for him in a way.
Broden would be furious. I haven't told Broden about this and he would be furious with this guy and furious with me. He'd be so mad about this whole thing. He probably would get a gun. I won't tell him. I can't be telling him.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for the update, Michelle. This has cleared up nothing.
You're welcome. I'll let you know when it's cleared up. Also, I have just applied for my master's in counselling. Just an honest thing that I'm doing because I think I really enjoy it.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious. I'm not changing careers. I just want it as a little side thing because
I wonder if you can kind of defer this as like, you know how sometimes you can use lived experience
get extra credit.
Did you want to do this 6 months ago, or is this just awakened in you as you had to cancel a scammer? Right.
No, I have always wanted to be. I wanted to be a psychologist. Like, that was my plan B, and then plan A worked out so well that I didn't have time to go and study to be plan B. Mm. And sure. Now it's like I found out that you could be a counselor and it doesn't take as much time and it's like similar and you can do it on the phone so that people wouldn't be like, oh, Auntie Donna. So it would just be like, it would just be a lot easier because I wouldn't have to be like, Google me. I would just be able to be like, how are you feeling?
No, I think you should start every session with what I like to do is just get just Google me.
Just so you know that I'm like funny and pretty. What a catch.
I'll just sit here and let you watch a couple of sketches. keep your mic on just so I know where you are finding it funny.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Hey, listener, if Michelle, you're listening to this, it means you are a Patreon subscriber. And it just means the bloody world to us that you'd be giving us some of your money that you could easily be spending on something like a Pilates reformer.
or counselling if you need it. You know, these are both two things you can spend your money on.
And if you've gotten the money that you're giving us by scamming somebody online, well, we don't feel great about taking it, but there's really nothing we can do. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's not up to us. It's not up to us at all.
It's not up to us.
You can make amends by finding a Pilates reformer company and campaigning to get me a free one. That's how you can make amends.
That's a fucking great idea.
Please, listeners, please start a campaign.
If you have... Yes, if you have any contacts with a company that makes Pilates performers or, at a pinch, a fuck swing, because as we discussed, it'll work in a pinch.
It's not as strong, but it will work.
do get in touch. You can hit us up on our Facebook group. You can just send us a private message if you have any leads. Get Michelle a reformer.
Hashtag.
thank you so much for joining us, Michelle. Michael, it's a pleasure as always.
As always. I'll speak to you all soon.
And until next time. Bye. If you like pina coladas, get caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of a cave, I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.